What should we keep in mind as we do our seed starting?
First, read the seed packets. That's really the best advice I can start with because it gives you so much information on when to start, how long to start them before you would plant them outdoors or in your greenhouse, say for tomatoes or peppers or cucumbers or that sort of thing. And then you've got to make the guess or listen to the weather wizards and guess when it is time to put them outdoors. This year, hopefully, probably, maybe, it's going to be earlier. It is earlier. And it usually these places say, or the seed packs will say, 4 to 6 weeks before last frost date. So when is that? Well, if you're downtown, last frost date might have been last week. Yeah. Maybe. And it may be May 1st, which is the relative normal, if there's any normal weather anymore, compared to the valley, which is May 15th to May 30th.
Okay, yeah.
So you've got to have, like we kind of talked about, you know, having blankets and gallon buckets of water, gallon jugs of water, if you put things in early to push the season, and be ready to cover stuff if you have to.
What if you don't want to take that chance? What about just starting inside?
Well, yes. Yeah, we're going to be, I mean, we're talking mostly about starting stuff indoors for now, and we can do everything from tomatoes and peppers, and I normally start direct seed my lettuce and Swiss chard, even broccoli and cauliflower sometimes outdoors in the garden. But if you want to get a jump on the season and assuming that you take good care of your plants that you're starting indoors and don't let them get too big and you carefully harden them off before you put them into the ground, then you can potentially be 2 to 4 weeks ahead of maybe your neighbors or if you're direct seeding. And the other advantage, and you can buy stuff locally too, certainly some stuff, some vegetable starts and flower starts too will be available locally. But if we want to extend the season and say have a second crop or a third crop of lettuce in midsummer, planting it in July perhaps, rarely available to buy plants of those from our local retailers. So you really need to start your own. And that way then you're extending your season into, who knows, October, November, however long it lasts.
Well, this is the first week of April. Is it too late right at this point for some vegetables?
Not really, no. Again, even if you put your plants in at starting now is about the right time, might be a week or two late for tomatoes, but that's okay. If you've got a greenhouse, they'll go in. We'll get, you know, we'll have tomatoes, if you've got a decent greenhouse, hopefully by mid to late July and then into the fall. Some stuff shouldn't be started this soon, like cucumbers or zucchini. It is too early for those because you only want them 3 or 4 weeks old before you put them out into the ground when the soil is warm. So you've also got to be warming soil now, maybe putting up hoops with clear plastic, putting clear plastic over your garden beds that you've already cleaned out, mixed in compost and some fertilizer. So the soil is warm when you put the plants into the ground. So there's a lot of preparation work. And, of course, starting with new, clean potting soil to put the seeds into. You don't mix any fertilizer into those pots of soil to begin with. But once the little plants are up, then you can use a diluted, like half-strength or quarter-strength, Miracle-Gro or other liquid fertilizer. Got to have lights. I mean, although right now we are getting our daylight, we're up to over 13 hours now. So if you've got a bright, sunny, south-facing window, potentially you can start them in a window, and then you're going to have to be rotating the pots, like 180 degrees every other day or so they aren't all leaning toward the light, which they want to do, just like the trees do around here.
And not super cold water right out of the tap, too, right?
Really, yes. That can shock them also. So, yeah, have some gallon jugs of water that you've taken out the day or two early, and then they at least warm up to room temperature is good. It also, what little bit of chlorine might be left in the water after treatment can evaporate. So, again, we're trying not to shock our plants. And, again, when we're getting ready to move them outside, we've got to carefully harden them off. Gradually take them out for 20 minutes or a half hour the first day on and keep them, don't put them in full sun and full wind. maybe even use some of the horticultural fabric we've talked about, Remay. Cover them up. Start getting them used to cooler temperatures, brighter conditions, some wind, half hour the first day, an hour the second day, a couple hours the third day, and gradually get them out there so, and because they can get sunburned. They can get windburned, just like we can if we expose all this tender white skin of ours to the sun.
You mentioned chlorine. How much of that is a factor? And I mean, can that really do some damage to the seedlings?
Normally, and we get water tests from our local utility, they treat it with chlorine, but then they neutralize it. But still, there are times when, depending where you are in the water distribution system, you can actually smell a little bit of chlorine. So again, it's good to allow that to evaporate. And otherwise, if you need to water, stuff is wilting indoors because it's growing so fast. At least use some warmer water, you know, lukewarm water. Test it on your hand so that it isn't going to be that cold. But if you can do that and mix, you can pre-mix your powdered fertilizer with the water that will dissolve. That, too, is worthwhile doing that a day or so ahead of time. So it thoroughly dissolves. And especially for little seedlings, bottom watering. So if you get your seed pots in a waterproof tray, just lift out one pot, pour in water into the tray, and then the water wicks up into the pots so that you're not pouring it. You don't want to pour it on top of the seedlings, knock them down, potentially break them off, and keeping the surface of the soil a little drier so you get hopefully less algae and moss growing on top.
Oh, okay. Anything else you might want to throw in about this?
Main thing really is choosing, well, every year is a new experiment. There's lots of seeds available, certainly through catalogs, but also on the local seed racks. So certainly do some experimentation. Certainly I have favorite varieties of tomatoes, cucumbers, carrots, lettuce, cabbages, all that sort of thing. But try some new ones also. Try a new experiment. Try one new variety of something. You may find a terrific one. You may find that it doesn't grow well in our climate. You know, the seed catalogs and everything else and the pictures are all beautiful. But again, unless we experiment to find out what does well for us here, you know, your garden, Matt, is different than my garden by a long shot, as well as everybody else around town, whether it be in the valley or downtown or Douglas. Great deal of difference. So what grows well in my garden and my soil may not grow well in yours.
What about leftover seeds from last year?
I save mine. Many or most seeds are good for 2 to 5 years. I've got some 20-year-old tomato seeds that last well. But on the other hand, some things like lettuce, maybe 2 years. Parsnips, I usually buy new seeds. Parsnips are really notorious. So there's certain things that don't last well, others that do. Again, I've got 4 or 5 year old carrot seeds from some great varieties that I like. And unfortunately, sometimes your favorite variety disappears from the seed catalogs, never to be seen again, which is tragic.
Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.